You're listening to Vatican Radio. Pope Francis has urged the Roman Curia to return to the essentials and follow a path of gratitude, conversion, renewal, penance and reconciliation, as indicated by the Year of Mercy. The Pope's appeal came on Monday as he addressed members of the Curia gathered in the Vatican Clementine Hall to receive his annual Christmas greetings. Recalling briefly this same occasion last year, during which he made a long list of curial diseases that adversely affect and infect the Church, Pope Francis said that some of those diseases became evident in the course of the past year, causing no small pain to the entire body and harming many souls.
Causando non poco dolore a tutto il corpo e ferendo tante anime.
Reiterating his determination to move forward with ecclesial reform, which is necessary, he said, to allow us to advance on the path of goodness, he recited another long list, a catalogue of needed virtues, a practical aid, he explained, for those who serve in the Curia and would like to make their consecration or service to the Church more fruitful. The first of the 12 virtues listed by Pope Francis is that of a missionary and pastoral spirit, which is what, he said, makes the Curia fertile and fruitful, and it's what's needed by priests in their daily effort to follow the Good Shepherd who cares for the flock and gives his life to save the lives of others. He goes on to name suitability and sagacity, which are also needed for staying away from recommendations and payoffs and for putting oneself into God's hands. Then come spirituality and humanity, example and fidelity, which, he said, reminds the Curia of its calling to set an example of avoiding scandals which harm souls and impair the credibility of our witness.
Why al mondo per gli scandali?
Rationality and gentleness, innocuousness and determination, charity and truth, honesty and maturity, respectfulness and humility, diligence and attentiveness, intrepidness and alertness, followed ensuite, each of them accompanied by gentle words of wisdom and explanation. And finally, trustworthiness and sobriety, the last, the Pope said, but not the least of the virtues on this list. Sobriety, in fact, gives us the ability to renounce what is superfluous and to resist the dominant consumerist mentality.
E la capacità di rinunciare al superfluo e di resistere alla logica consumistica dominante.
To be simple, balanced and temperate, to see the world through God's eyes. And so Pope Francis concluded, may mercy guide our steps, inspire our reforms and enlighten our decisions. May it be the basis of all our efforts. And quoting from a prayer first pronounced by Cardinal John Dearden, he reminded his brothers that we are prophets of a future that does not belong to us. I'm Linda Bordoni.